The wit, whimsy, and infectious enthusiasm of a Cleveland art teacher is being celebrated. In today's State of the Arts, we report many former students are seeing their late teacher's paintings for the first time in a retrospective of his work. Entering the Tregoning Art Gallery, a huge colorful canvas strikes the eye. It's full of meticulous realism and elaborate fantasy. It's one of many paintings native Clevelander Anthony Otarevich made of his hometown. Art dealer William Tregoning says it's titled Cleveland Renaissance Visitors.
And as you look at the stairs going up to the Soldiers and Sailors Monument, backlit by the glass atrium of the BP building, you'll see Renaissance painters like Michelangelo standing there holding a bird, and people dissolving as they walk up the steps.
Otarevich was inspired by his city and by his choreographer wife Alice throughout his long career. He lived to be 95. Tregoning points to a painting he made in his early 80s.
Fred and Ginger. He wanted to capture what he felt he and his wife had. Alice and he went out dancing on the weekends. They would have made a perfectly marvelous couple to watch move. He captures on canvas that Baroque circular motion.
Otarevich taught in the Cleveland Public Schools and the Cleveland Institute of Art for more than half a century. Tregoning only discovered his own artwork after the teacher's death 5 years ago. He wondered why he'd never seen it before, but found out neither had many of his students.
From the minute we opened the door, we were just overwhelmed with the number of students that came back from the Cleveland schools, from the Art Institute. They all walked in. They couldn't wait to see what their teacher did in his off time.
George Cosman, a Cleveland artist and teacher and one of Otarevich's former students, says the exhibition captures his teacher's spirit.
His own sense of humor or just his own personality, a certain sense of drama, the simplicity of the compositions coupled with the vibrancy of colors. There's a lot of work here, but I think there's quite a cohesion to it.
Vivid colors dazzle the eye. Tregoning says Otarevich was influenced by a post-war movement called magic realism.
This was kind of like European surrealism, only a light version of it, without the sexual overtones and the dream state of Magritte and Dali. This was kind of surrealism light, and it had fantasy to it and a much different color palette.
Former student George Cosman says the exhibition shows how Otarevich was influenced by other movements, too.
I think what does shine through is there's a clear confidence to what he does. And I do remember him when he would do demonstrations. Those were probably half hour to an hour, and they're done. You know, there's an immediacy to the mark making that he does have a mastery. He knows his line, he knows the depth of the mark, whether it's with a brush or whatever tool.
Many of the works are large. Tregoning assembled 70 paintings with subjects varying from family and friends to movies, ballet, modern dance, and urban life. George Cosman points to a work that a prominent New York art dealer showed in her Upper East Side gallery. It's titled Table Charade.
At the first glance, you walk across the room and there's the vibrant colors, visceral brush strokes and thick paint. But then you start discovering images within it. A little doorway where you see a landscape and a sunset. You see still life objects. You see this creature on the far left.
He says it's representative of his teacher's offbeat attitude.
He took art very seriously, but he had this sense of humor and a kind of a whimsy.
Cosman was 11 when he started life drawing classes at the Cleveland Institute of Art. He says Anthony Otarevich sparked his imagination.
He was always like, you know, try this. What if? What if you did that? A recognition of somebody that did that for generations is fantastic.
And that's this week's State of the Arts. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.